In September of last year, police responded to what authorities described as a minor family dispute after Yolanda Ramirez's brother reportedly did not immediately answer the door when she arrived to take him to an appointment. Ramirez was handcuffed and placed in a patrol car. According to witnesses at the scene and Ring camera footage, officers struck Ramirez's head against the vehicle while placing her inside. She was later taken to the hospital, where doctors diagnosed a brain bleed. Ramirez was placed on life support before ultimately dying from her injuries. Yolanda's initial cause of death was ruled as a natural cause. Unhappy with the ruling and angry at the Brentwood Police Department's lack of answers, the Ramirez family filed a wrongful death lawsuit. In May of 2026, the Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office agreed to conduct a coroner's inquest to reevaluate the department's initial ruling, and today, the jury voted to overturn Yolanda's cause of death from natural cause to accidental. Rich Ramirez, the son of Yolanda Ramirez, responded to the decision.
You could tell it, you know, how biased it was, but to have it come out as an accident that changes the official manner of death from natural causes, it is a small win, but it's not what we were, what it should have been.
For nearly a year, Yolanda's family had adamantly disagreed with the coroner's initial ruling, saying the police officer's use of excessive force and escalation led to her untimely death. The family's attorney, Melissa Nold, says in the eyes of the law, the police department can now be held liable for Yolanda's death.
If she hadn't had contact with the police that day, she would have driven home and she wouldn't have had a stroke, right? And so, you know, that's meaningful. It's legally significant. It changes it from where the situation where a natural cause, there's no kind of liability for that. Person has a heart attack and dies, that just happens. If it's an accident that is caused by somebody else, there's a possibility of liability for the negligence that led up to her death.
Rich says the family hopes to seek further legal action against the officer who arrested his mom, Erin Peachman.
So we're waiting. We're going to see if she does the right thing, which I hope she does, and files criminal charges against Erin Peachman. Other than that, I haven't really thought about it. It's just, you know, keeping close with the family, and we'll try to figure out an action to do sometime soon, but I haven't even thought that far ahead.
For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez. Thanks to Frank Sterling of the Full Circle Radio Hour for his contributions to this report.